Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Lovely after the Brazilian wilds, especially since Angelo and I were hopeful that Sir Giles Davenport had fresh leads to help us in our search. But we were dismayed to find that Sir Giles was missing from his Copacabana apartment. We discovered that he'd been visited by two of my acquaintances, Faye Corelli, the French-Italian dancer, and Helena Jansen, the cool beauty who ran an antique shop. He'd been entertaining them, and that in itself was most mysterious. But what made it all the more mysterious was an anonymous phone call from a woman telling Angelo where Sir Giles might be found. As the faithful rogue told me in the Davenport apartment, the woman's voice was familiar to him.
She was quick and to the point. She insisted that the information should be passed on to yourself with all possible haste. It was the voice of the Americano.
Hetty Fitzhenry?
Si, senor.
Well, then that puts our beauteous bird painter in a different light altogether.
Different light?
Old chap, up to now, you've regarded her as the female version of the deadly little piranha fish.
That remains my regard, senor.
But, man, she's trying to help us.
You think so, senor?
Naturally. She's given us instructions how Sir Giles may be found.
She says that we must first find this Galveo.
And she also said, didn't she, that Galveo is self-same fellow who commandeered self and Roger Deauville some time back.
Indeed.
Which makes him the same bird who was spying on this apartment last night.
True, senor.
Right then. We get cracking. Run down, Senor Calvert.
Or run into his hands, perhaps.
Angelo, old chap, you're throwing a lot of cold water, you know.
To me, Senor, this has the markings of a trap.
You can't ignore it, though.
The painter of birds makes herself out to be so light of heart, concerned above all else in engaging you in a romance. That is not the truth, Senorita.
I'm not sure of that.
In such matters, Senor Carson, I am really mistaken. Oh,
dash it all, old chap. You look askance at all, my lovely ladies.
It is perhaps possible that they all seek your company for no good reason.
Oh, steady now. Think of fellow's ego.
What is that, senor?
Oh, let pass. There would be blow to think they're interested in me only for their own devious ends. Howsoever, as I said, you cannot ignore this tip. Sir Giles has been missing well over 12 hours, to our knowledge. But investigate everything, however slight or suspect.
Leave it to me to inquire into this name, Galveo.
Oh, best you do, I suppose. Yeah, but sleep, old chap. You're way behind.
The question of sleep will not arise until His Excellency is safely returned here to his apartment.
Oh, please yourself. But meanwhile, I could carry out somewhat worthwhile investigation. Interesting to know whether it really was Hetty Fitzhenry who rang.
The voice is Americana, senor. Can there remain any doubt?
I'll put it this way, then. I'll see if I can find out why she rang. I'll try to contact her by phone. See if she can meet me somewhere for coffee. Meanwhile, you find out what you can on Galveo. I had to agree with Angelo. This Galveo tip could be a trap. Anyway, Angelo went off, and I got busy on the phone. Contacted Hetty first try. Said she was just up, and made it magnificently convincing. We agreed to meet an hour later in the city. The cafe was small, intimate, seemed safe enough. Hetty looked radiant.
This is just what I've been praying for, Bruce.
Coffee?
Oh, shucks, no. You showing some interest at last.
At last? Oh, dear me, interested from the first moment I saw you.
Well, in that case, brother, you've been letting some opportunities slip by.
Oh, jungle, scarcely the place, you know.
Well, I warned you. It brought out the primitive streak in the old Fitzhenry blood. But what's all this about, honey?
The fact I wanted to meet you?
Yeah. Are we going to hold hands, talk birds, or what?
Well, dear, more coffee?
No, thank you. I'm doing fine. Let's get to the point, huh?
Well, wanted to see you, naturally.
Sure, sure. But I'm still wondering why.
Hetty, when I phoned you an hour or so ago, you said you were just up.
And so I was. After all that traveling, I was kind of weary.
You hadn't been making any phone calls earlier.
Honey, I just rubbed the sleep out of my eyes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you've gotten all mysterious again. What's it about this time?
Oh, best I come to point.
Oh, I certainly wish you would.
I was under the impression that you'd phoned Sir Giles Davenport's apartment this morning.
I had? Oh, honey, how'd you come by that crazy notion?
Angelo told me.
That lughead. What mischief's he trying to cause this time?
I thought it was you talking to him.
But why the heck would I be wanting to talk to him?
Pass on message to me.
Oh, guess that's the only reason I'd talk to that snooping man Friday. But it'd be short and sour.
It was short anyway, from all accounts.
Honey. Well, I must be calling people up in my sleep. But this message...
Oh, nothing really.
Now, Bruce, remember what I said about your footwork.
Forget it, Hitty. It obviously wasn't you.
I'll swear to it. But I'm mighty concerned.
Now, come now, let's forget.
Oh, no, you don't.
Really, my dear.
Now, don't get me riled, big boy. I tell you, I'm downright concerned. You know why?
Can't imagine.
Well, because I figure somebody's been impersonating me. Either that, or your Angelo is stirring up trouble, like I said.
I won't have that.
Well, someone's trying to impersonate me, and I want to know why.
Well, can't clear that up, much and all as I'd like to.
Well, how about telling me the message? That ought to help some.
Hetty, you're even lovelier when you're angry.
Oh, go easy on that line, Bruce.
No, but you are. Eyes seem to have fiery specks in the green.
Let go my hand.
Ah, Hetty.
Oh, this isn't fair. I want to know what...
How I really feel about you? All right.
Okay, you big lug. You win. I guess I'm just a sucker for anything you say.
Curious, though. It seemed it wasn't Hetty who phoned the information through, and that set me thinking hard. Helena Jensen had been upset to learn that Sir Giles was missing, strangely upset. Could it have been her, making herself out to be Hetty, and at the same time making the plot still thicker? Later in the day, when I managed to say farewell to the gorgeous redhead, I put the question to Angelo.
Be well assured, Senator Carson, the voice I heard was that of an Americano.
Not debating that, but... Could have been someone else disguising voice to sound like an American.
Perhaps.
And that someone could well be Helena Jensen.
You're insistent upon that notion, Zeno.
I've got good reason. Helena's usually very calm and collected. Cool even when angry. But she was visibly dismayed when she heard Sir Giles wasn't at home.
And why should it dismay her?
Apparently the old boy said he was eagerly awaiting our return. It's more than a possibility, Angela. Many times in past, I've suspected she's been taking some part in the search for the death ray.
She almost took part in your last mortal act, Senor.
How so?
The crossbow, concealed in the box.
Oh, yes, that. Still not cleared up.
There are many things that remain unclear, especially when the fair Senorita is concerned.
So, but we must seriously consider the fact that someone, Helena perhaps, is trying to help us.
I am of that opinion now myself, Senor.
Oh, chap. What have you been finding out?
Much, Senor.
Then what's going on? Keeping it to self?
Oh, Senor, when you burst into the apartment and start at once to impart your discovery, what opportunity have I?
Oh, of course. Apologies. Floor's yours.
You are aware, Senor, that I have many unusual avenues by way of which to carry out my inquiries.
Yeah, so it seems.
There is a person known in a certain shady section of this city by the name of Galveo.
So you've landed something?
Indeed.
Good. Good, go ahead.
This Galveo is a person altogether without scruple. Now, if I am to soil my hands, then I take care first that the purpose is at least honorable. That is why, Senor, I am only too willing to kill in order that the secret of this terrible weapon will not fall into the wrong hands. You understand that?
Oh, perfectly, Octave.
But this Galveo is different. He'd sell his very soul to the devil of all devils.
And that's what he's done, eh?
It would appear so.
And the buyers? Discover anything of them?
Unfortunately not. However, it would appear that he is in the service of some people who are engaged in a secret operation. He returns at a late hour, sometimes not at all, to the place of his abode.
You know where this place is, by any chance?
I made it my purpose to discover that.
Oh, good again.
It is not a presentable district, Senor. This abode is what you would describe as a shack.
You've seen it?
Indeed I have, Senor. It would present no great difficulty to enter.
Then let's enter, huh? After dark. May lead us to Sir Giles. Hello? Who'll that be, phoning?
If it is His Excellency, then perhaps our worries and concerns will not be so heavy.
Best you answer.
I'll see at once. The apartment of His Excellency, Sir Giles Davenport.
His Excellency.
Senor, Americano woman.
Here, there.
I am here. Is there any matter upon which I'm able to assist you?
Is old Staccato there?
Old Staccato?
Oh, Bruce Carson.
No, not.
I fear Senor Carson is not here.
You don't sound too sure.
Be well assured that he is not here.
Well, all right, keep your hair on. But I didn't call up to whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Bruce reckoned you'd had a call from me early this morning. Well, I just thought I'd call this time so as you could sort of compare this voice with the one you heard. First one certainly wasn't mine.
That is most kind of you, Senorita.
Well, you notice the difference?
If there is any difference, it is a matter which I propose to keep to myself.
She hung up.
Indeed, Senor. Though I did not wish to give the Senorita the satisfaction of knowing it, that voice was altogether different from the first Americano.
Well, that tears that up. To the point, anyway.
Maybe that she seeks information on your whereabouts. And mine, Senor.
Well, let that go for time being. First, we look over the shack of friend Galvero. Comes dark, you'll be waiting outside while I do the looking over. Seems nothing here, either. Nothing anywhere in place. Well.
Perhaps I can assist, Senor Carson.
Galvero, where'd you spring from?
This trunk that you are unable to prise open. It is conveniently locked from within. You were expected.
Trap, after all, it seems. Angelo! Angelo!
He is otherwise engaged with an associate of mine. But we meet again, Signor Carson. And as I promised you, under different circumstances.
Galvea's gun glinted under my ribs in the half-light. I could hear Angelo fighting desperately outside. Sir Giles was missing, and it seemed that his servant and I were also going to fall into the hands of our competitors in Operation Death Ray.